Welcome to Make Your Wealth Work, the podcast where wealth becomes your greatest ally in achieving your dreams.
Let's talk about a couple of things that could be preventing you from building the financial success that you want to build, that you know you should have, that you really know that your family deserves. Let's hit it right between the eyes. Somebody said that the greatest obstacle to learning is the illusion of knowledge. In other words, somebody thinks that they know something and they really don't know it. They really don't know the truth of it. So they keep on hanging on to what they thought was true, and that prevents them from getting the truth. That's a lot of gobbledygook. But here's another way to put it. You have a lot of garbage that's been rolling around in your brain, and it's taking up space, and it's distracting you. It's destroying your progress. It's interfering with your ability to progress, because you know that you need new information, but you don't know what you should get rid of that's old information, or worse, that's bad information. So when he said the illusion of knowledge is the greatest obstacle to learning, what he's saying is you think you know something when you don't know it. And what you think you know is causing you to lose. Maybe you should change the rules. Maybe you should rediscover the rules. Maybe you should start a new game. There's not only one way to build wealth. There are principles that need to be utilized, that need to be honored and respected. And one of those principles is control. You're not going to become wealthy unless you learn about control. The more control you have, the more wealth you build. And the more wealth you build, the more freedom you have. Control, wealth, freedom. Now, somebody I really respect a lot, probably because I went to the World's Fair in 1962 or 64, and there was something called the geodesic dome. And that geodesic dome was more or less invented by an architect, engineer named R. Buckminster Fuller, Bucky Fuller. And one of the many wise things that he said was, I have spent most of my life unlearning the things that I found not to be true. So in other words, he discovered that there were things rolling around in his brain that were a barrier to true knowledge, true understanding, true wisdom, and he decided to make an effort to get those out. Now, let me fast forward to Nelson Nash, my mentor for the last 25 years, the last five of which he's been mentoring me from heaven. But we could say 25 years and 20 of those face-to-face and nose-to-nose. Nelson says the majority has never been right about anything. That's really strong drink. The majority has never been right about anything. So if you think you're going to get financial knowledge, financial wisdom, financial data, financial process, financial strategy from your friends, you're probably not going to, unless they're all billionaires or at least millionaires. But don't talk to people who read last week's newspaper and can tell you what stocks to buy because they just bought one and they're going to make a killing on the one. Don't talk to people about finances who are not financially astute. Now, there's something called confirmation bias, and that is going into an analysis of something when you've already determined what the answer is. So that is not conducive to learning new truth, learning the truth, learning real truth, learning what really works versus what everybody says works. Now, look around and listen and watch and observe the patterns, the lifestyles, the character of the people who are giving you advice. Most likely, they don't want you to succeed. They want you to be dragged back into the same pit that they're in because they're not able to make their MasterCard payment or their Visa card payment or their car payment or their electricity payment. They're living paycheck to paycheck, and they're trying to tell you what financial decisions you should make. Confirmation bias says, I already made the decision. Now let me go and find some data to back it up. That is not going to serve you. You need to start with some fresh thinking. You need to take some inventory of where you're at. You need to determine what path you want to take. And that has to be informed by objective, realistic, successful history of success by proven leaders. Now, there are probably thousands of financial coaches who you could listen to. Make sure that you look at their plan. Make sure that they're willing to show you their plan before they start giving you advice. Anyway, the point here was you need to clear out the cobwebs that are residing in your brain that are preventing you from getting good information. You've got to get to the point where you take back control of your finances so that you can create more wealth for yourself, not for the institutions, not for the lenders, not for the toxic lenders. You need to look in the mirror and understand you do have the ability to take control of your wealth. You take control of that wealth, you will find more wealth, you'll find more freedom, and now you'll have the ability to do good and to do more good because you have more capital. It all rolls up into control and freedom, because the only time you ever lost money was probably when you let go of the control of that money. Let's follow up. Make your wealth work.
This is thepodcastfactory.com.